This is Passport to Texas. Fishing dates back 40,000 years. While we started as nomadic hunter-gatherers, archaeological analysis indicates most permanent settlements were established near water, where fish became a primary food source. Today, fishing isn't so much about survival as it is about connecting with nature and family. But most people are out of touch with this activity, and for them, we have Go Fish events.
At a Go Fish event, they typically then have a chance, after they've gone through the learning stations, to borrow some equipment and fish there on the site.
Caleb Harris, Parks and Wildlife's Aquatic Education Training Specialist, says Go Fish events take place at state parks year-round and are self-paced.
They normally have about 5 learning stations. For example, at one station, they'll learn how to assemble their fishing gear. The next station, they may learn how to identify certain fish. So they'll go through those learning stations, and when they finish that, they normally have a checklist, and they come back up to the table and then finally get their award for learning how to fish, and then can borrow some fishing poles.
Harris says it takes about 30 to 45 minutes to go through all the stations, and those who do get an award and an opportunity to put their newfound skills into practice.
We really hope they leave there much more comfortable with the sport of fishing and ready to try it out on their own.
Find Go Fish events near you in the calendar section of the Texas Parks and Wildlife website and get ready to get hooked. The Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.